welcome to Politically Crowded. I have some good news and I have some bad news for you. The bad news. I'm your host, Tony Haslidge. The good news? The good news is, if you're a kid or somebody elderly or, you know, anybody with a strong opinion, probably you shouldn't listen to this show. Actually, maybe that's kind of bad news, too. Oh, well. With me today is Jeremy Hudgens.
I'm back!
A contributor to this show. Always here, except for a couple episodes, but he was sick. I blame the kitchen workers. Okay, so next to him, Jacob Rigo. He works at the Duct Tape Factory.
Hi.
Okay. And across from me, Nate Overall, Student Senate University Partnership Representative.
Hola, amigos and amigas, or amigas.
Bonjour.
Okay.
See, here we go!
I took 4 years of French in high school, alright? Am I Espanol? Not so good, though.
What? Okay. What did I have to do with French?
That's the reason why.
That's the reason why I can't speak a lick of it.
Okay, so it is a small world after all.
It is.
I guess we'll start off with, raise your hand if you smoke.
I don't.
Nobody smokes.
That's good.
I could have said they all raised their hand, but you can't see it, so... Yeah,
What about smoking?
State of Ohio is, gonna place on the ballot, in November, a smoking ban, statewide.
State ban, like where? Bars and everything?
Any public place where people can freely gather.
See, okay, well, and being not a smoker, I'm gonna have to kind of disagree with that. Now, because, you know, at a bar, you gotta kind of go relax and have a smoke. Now, I don't like having smoke around me, you know, and whatnot, because I think it's nasty. But statewide, you know, I think that they should still at least be able to smoke at a bar. But that's just me.
Well, the Summit County actually had a smoking ban for a very short time.
Okay.
Where the exceptions to the rule were 8 bars within some small town, and all nonprofit organizations, but the American Red Cross, or the American Cancer Society, second thought, have had a petition with 165,000 signatures gathered, turned it into the Ohio Secretary of State, Ken Blackwell. He approved it. It went to the Ohio House of Representatives, Congress, whatever the Ohio House is.
It's the Ohio House.
Oh, well, there you go. And it's supposedly going to be on the ballot. And just to make sure it's on there, the American Cancer Society is going to gather 100,000 more signatures, just to throw it on top of there. I don't even know what the population of Ohio is. If it's 260,000, and then they have more than enough signatures, but I never signed a thing.
No, I think it's like several million. It has to be like about 5 million or so.
Okay, because I know the population of Lorraine is like 75,000.
Right, and like the whole collective area is like about 1 million or so. I mean, you're talking about Lorraine, Cuyahoga, Dinah, that whole area. It's about like 1.5 million.
Okay, I don't know. My brain's on think small scale.
Yeah, I think so too.
The other day I said there are only 350 million people living in the United States. I don't know if that's even right now. Because I remember hearing something about 250 million of those people are... No, I was reading a book and it said 250 million people in the United States are rich. Mm-hmm. I'm going, okay, so why is only 100 million not rich?
Right, where's my money?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, there should be a real good chance that some of us are wealthy, but I read the number wrong. It's actually 1,000 net million.
Hmm. But, so, they want a smoking ban. Are they doing any exceptions or no?
No, they didn't say. I actually did an interview with a representative of the American Cancer Society, and it sounded rather straightforward. It was, get these people to sign, and I guess they took a survey while doing so, and 70% of the people who they spoke to wanted the ban. You know, so they're hoping because of that number from the sample they took that means it's going to pass.
Well, it was
don't explain it.
It's gonna be, okay.
The ban, if it goes into effect, will begin at the beginning of 2007. And no, I don't know what's limited to. I would hope they'd have the same exceptions for nonprofits. But then that kind of sucks because this college is what considered a nonprofit. And one of the main concerns by actually a student here was that whenever she walked outside, she would be inundated with cigarette smoke because people just smoke at the door. They don't go stepping aside. They're supposed to stand like 20 feet away from the doors.
Right.
They're at the doors.
Right.
And she actually started a petition last fall, but she was told by an administrator here that she shouldn't even bother because nothing's ever going to happen with it.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm actually writing that story, too, and that's going to be...
Well, that won't be published in the Collegian.
Oh, yeah, it will be. They want it. They want it bad.
Are you sure?
No, not really. I mean, they have to take
it. They usually take Anthony's stuff anyway, so it's...
I've been on the front cover for two times in a row now.
Wow.
Although after, like...
I love how they gave us some big props for the Special Olympics.
Yeah, they did more than what the BG paper did for the state finals. Uh-huh. They had nothing.
Oh.
Not that, and you know what? I'll say this right now.
They're goobers. We'll stick back.
Hey, I'll tell you what. At least you said the right thing with goopers. I do want to say this. Growing up, going to Avon High School, which obviously people know I was a graduate of that school, but yeah, I was not happy. You know, when the school was built up, and then there's this nice little entrance that you come in from, like one of the main streets. And you always saw all the smokers, right around my age, they'd be smoking, you know, alongside a nice sidewalk and everything. And
at the school? I mean, school.
Right, yeah.
We're talking high school students.
High school students.
Holy crap. They wouldn't want that.
It's like about a 500-foot distance from Detroit Road to the parking lot. So, I mean, they'd be walking along, and I mean, it's the same thing I saw in the junior high school. Yeah, that's those things always take me off. But, you know, you really couldn't do anything to stop it.
Well, I mean,
and that's kind of the sad thing about it, because, you know, I don't know. By my vocal tenors, I've never smoked. I really don't care to. Though I know my father enjoys, you know, occasional smoking with, you know, and cigars. Smoking cigars.
And I like to smoke some cigars.
Yeah, I mean, most of them are nice. I mean, like the Aroma Albano, I don't know, but, you hear this ticking, I think something's going to explode.
That's all
right. We're stuck!
Yeah, this show's totally live, so they're going
By the way, we are on the duck, by the way, so, duck on the duck.
I went to Safi, which is in Lorraine, and, You didn't see anybody smoking with him anywhere, and if they were smoking, it was in the bathroom during class, so, I mean...
Smoking in the boys' room.
They did not smoke anywhere they could be seen, because I guess night schools, by the time I was there, I'd start using police officers as, you know, protection against fighting and stuff, so basically kids were afraid to get caught, because smoking is illegal for people under age 18.
Right, and the thing is, too, is like, you know, like I said, I'm not a smoker, but... I still think they should be able. Smokers should be able to smoke in bars. It's almost a given. I think that's just me, though.
If I were a smoker, I would smoke Salem brand cigarettes. Not just kidding.
I was seeing Virginia Slims. You've come a long way, baby.
No, there's something there, but I'm gonna censor myself.
I'd smoke Camels. Oh, but you know, that was the big deal back in the late 90s. You know, everyone got so miffed at Joe Camel, you know, with him being the ad icon that he was, you know, making it really cool and everything.
Oh, the cartoon character thing.
Yeah, kind of like you're going over, you know, to visit Newhart at the mansion with Larry Girl and Girl. But, you know, eventually...
Sidetracked into background music.
Background music. But the one problem I would have with the smoking ban is where you can get your tax revenue from. Because everyone has slapped so many taxes and everything on smoking, it might as well just make it illegal.
Yeah, you might as well just make smoking like as bad as pot.
Why not make pot legal and text the hell out of it?
That's what I was.
And let's go on a reading rainbow.
And hey, let's sell them baby proof. You know, tamper-proof, you know, can't things you see like in pain medication that you have to have like a army tank to open it.
Well, we're talking.
You know, put pot in there, and you know what? You know, no one's going to use it. You know, they're paid through the nose with taxes, so why not? I think it'd be a win-win. They won't be able to get to it.
I remember reading an article about if we legalize marijuana smoking, and I myself am allergic to it because experience once was enough. And a lot of people.
Did you play Jimi Hendrix while you were smoking it?
And no, I was at a girl's house, and I wasn't even smoking it. I was just there.
Oh, you got a contact high.
I know, and I got very sick, and I lost my eyesight. So that was just great. But anyways, I believe the fear was that if they made marijuana illegal, 10 times more people would be smoking it. And yeah, okay, sure, there would be some tax benefit, but eventually they get to the point where people are. And this is the funny thing. They say marijuana is not addictive. But if it's so not addictive, why do people must have it?
Because, they're always hungry.
No, my theory is we sell marijuana to all the poor people, so eventually they'll get so hungry they'll start eating each other and all the poor people are gone. Cannibalism, yeah.
Didn't Jonathan Swift write about that once? About solving the Irish...
There's a lot of solutions to getting rid of the...
Modest Proposal, that's what that was called. Look it up, kiddies, if you care to listen.
I think we need to move on to the next topic before we start talking about cannibalism.
No, so back on the topic of cannibalism. No, basically, the fear was that marijuana smoking, eventually people... Again, I don't understand because it's not supposedly addictive, would basically go broke just trying to buy it. I mean... I guess maybe it's some type of high you get from it, and people really love it. What was the word they used? Euphoric. High. You know, a high, so it's I don't want to use the word orgasm, but...
You could say orgasmic.
Well, yeah, perhaps in nature, and...
Maybe the better word is euphoria, but...
Kind of like a mild feeling, like your mind is, you know.
Apparently, we're in football.
Yeah, like your body is, you know, one place and your mind is in the other.
Go to you.
And they're making, and Jeremy's making, you know, football passing moves. But it's like as if your mind is just
making moves on you, Nate.
Let's ask William Green what he thinks.
Oh,
we need to start making comments about the background music. As funny as it is, is this on random or something?
It's on random.
Oh, okay. Anyway, we'll move on.
By the way, this deck is a cyber cowboy. Hee-haw.
Okay.
By the way, I should say this too, in memoriam, the host of Hee-haw passed away recently, Buck Owens.
Hey, now, here's a question. Did William Shatner die?
No.
No, okay, he did not. He's still spokesperson for Priceline.
No, William Shatner's pretty much alive. He actually has a... You know how E! True Hollywood Stories, you know, about the star's life?
Mm-hmm.
TV Land is doing those now, but for their old-time stars.
Mm-hmm.
So, the first episode is William Shatner.
Really? Well, because I had seen something on a website.
That William Shatner?
I had seen something on a website that showed that it was a CNN.com page that said that he was dead.
Oh, yeah, those are they always make those joke pages.
Oh, so, like The Onion?
Yeah. It wasn't even. Well, it looked like a real page. I mean, it looked like a real CNN page. It was. Wow. It said it was a CNN page.
Because I remember, like ABC back in '98, they got erroneous information that Bob Hope died, and they actually went on the air live with it. And then toward the end of that special report, it said, "Oh wait, he's not really dead.
We actually
talked to his publicist, and he's still very much alive." And they did this great tribute to him. And they got red-faced because they usually, I guess there's a case which ABC prepares tributes in advance that they had one for former President Reagan on the shelf for years.
Yeah.
And when he died, they finally aired it.
Yeah, here's the thing about those. All publications worth a dime will, when the person becomes ill, it will actually start making those things up.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, geez, who was it? One of the major networks actually has anybody who hits a certain age, they make up a biography of them. Oh, Biography Channel. You know, they have biographies of people before they even die.
Right.
I mean, they're real well prepared, and you know that ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox are all pulling from the A&E archive because they keep the most detailed records of every single important person on this planet.
Even Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah, she's not even dead, but still...
I would be very shocked if, probably because, you know, anyone who is ever famous, have something on them.
Well, it's the downside of being famous. Your life is open to everyone. And yeah. So your is your body, you know, when you're not looking in your backyard naked, Jennifer Aniston. And
oh, I thought it was about you.
Oh, no.
That's like, did oh, crap, there's a man behind the flannel.
No, it was that Jennifer Aniston was caught nude in your sunbathing in her backyard.
Well, she has a right to.
Yeah, exactly. But, right, but it goes back to the paparazzi having responsibility. Well, actually, I shouldn't say paparazzi. See, paparazzi, in relative to normal news people, paparazzi go that extra mile. They get the incriminating, you know.
Yeah.
It's just kind of how Princess Diana died.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say Princess Di died, but...
Well, you know what? They are still... I just heard a story the other day saying that they're still investigating that thing. Even alone, she's dead.
You look up, like, a British news service, and they'll have, like, little sections dedicated to Princess Diana.
She's dead.
She's dead. It's like Elvis. What? No, I didn't see him at the Cracker Barrel. No, I didn't see him, you know, at the I don't know, the bean tackle, you know, fair at in Bristol, Tennessee, or something like that.
Well, it's all a big conspiracy now, at least with Di. Well, Elvis is still a conspiracy. Everybody thinks he's alive, and he's playing his evil twin dead brother.
Slelvis.
Elvis.
Elvis, yeah.
It was,
anyway, next
office. I thought it was Pelvis, but...
Yeah. We'll end this segment on Benny Hill. He's dead.
That's good.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to run.
We're all going to run out to the studio.
Imagine us running fast forward through the studio. Okay, we'll be right back.
You know what I love about tacos?
What's that? Everything. Do tacos get any more kick butt than this?
Oh, they're about to, all right. New at Taco Town. We take a crunchy all-beef taco, smother it in nacho cheese, lettuce, tomato, and our special Southwestern sauce. Then we wrap it in a soft flour tortilla with a layer of refried beans in between.
Sweet.
Then we wrap that in a savory corn tortilla with a middle layer of Monterey Jack cheese.
Awesome!
And it gets even awesomer when we take a deep-fried gordita shell, smear on a layer of our special guacamolito sauce, and wrap that around the outside.
This is pretty big.
It gets bigger because we bake it in a corn husk filled with pico de gallo, then wrap that in an authentic Parisian crepe filled with egg, Gruyere, merguez sausage, and portobello mushrooms.
Can I eat it now?
Sure, but not before we take the whole thing and wrap that in a Chicago-style deep-dish meat lover's pizza.
Pizza? Now that's what I call a taco.
Well, it's not a Taco Town taco until we roll it up in a blueberry pancake, dip it in batter, and deep-fry it until it's golden brown. Then we serve it all in a commemorative tote bag filled with spicy vegetarian chili. It's 15 great tastes all rolled into one.
Taco Town!
The new Pizza Crepe Taco Pancake Chili Bag, only at Taco Town.
Taco Town!
Get ya all that you-
Okay, welcome back.
We're back, Corey.
As you can hear, the sports, we're not talking about sports, I'm sorry. But anyways, Russia helped India get the ability to install nuclear plants in their country, and they want 17 of them.
17 nuclear plants.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot of reactor going on.
Yes, that is.
It's a lot of uranium.
Yeah, they want like 5 of them in their capital city.
Why?
I don't know, because why strategic bomb? And then that's the end of that country.
That's a lot of three-eyed fish.
Simpsons reference. Anyways, yeah, they apparently convinced the United States they weren't going to do anything nasty with them. Although, I don't think they will either.
Well, I don't think they... well, quite honestly, it's India, right?
Yeah.
Well, as much as I hate to say it, I don't think they can hurt a fly. And that's not my problem. The problem is, why do they want 17 of these things?
That's a lot.
That is a lot of nuclear power.
Yeah.
Well, I assume, and this is just me, but that area of the world, a lot of it's third world, and getting electricity to those places would improve quality of life for citizens.
Okay, and that's understandable, but do they really need 17 of these dang things?
Does that really need to employ half the people in that country to answer the telephone service for the United States?
That's true.
I mean,
more
obviously,
jobs, I guess.
Well, obviously, there's a lot more jobs in it, but
you know what, dude? I picture somebody like Homer Simpson being at the one thing, and he's gonna be like, do 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 do, and he's gonna be like, go and run, you know?
Yeah. Well, if he's not, you know, sleeping on the job, you know, just
constantly in coffee break with donuts.
Donuts.
And this is where the racist part comes in, because I cannot imagine a nuclear reactor full of Apu. It just...
The cookie bar. Yeah, the cookie
bar. I can't wait to analyze what you just said. I can't imagine a nuclear power plant full of Apu.
Yeah.
Apu. Not more like a shop.
Apu.
Yeah.
That's like...
Oh...
You know, Apu. You know,
You know what? I think that part's just going to have to be erased, but that's why you're going to erase that part.
Yeah, that's why we're all going straight to the hot place.
Well, no.
It's like, all right, a little hot dog. Yeah, just a little bit of filth.
Oh, hey.
So, anyway.
Well, I'm going to hell because I listen to Ozzy, so it doesn't matter to me.
Well, it's my thing. What? You going to hell because you listen to Ozzy?
Yeah, friend. That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. I'm apparently going to hell because I'm Jewish and I have no soul. Go figure.
See, I like Ozzy on the side, but just because I listen to Crazy Train doesn't mean I'll probably go to hell for many other different reasons.
Yeah, which is funny because Judaism, there is no hell. So Christians say I'm going to hell. How am I going to hell? Unless their heaven is my hell.
That might be it.
That would be an awesome comeback now to remember it. Anyways, racism aside, again, most of India is third world, and I don't even think they have enough people with the education to even...
Well, they would definitely have to go under some heavy training.
Obviously, but I mean, do you really put somebody who's freshly trained into control of a nuclear power plant?
Well, you're going to have to. I mean, that's how everybody gets their feet wet.
Right.
Now, the thing is what I'm going to guess they're going to do is America's going to go on over there and have the people who've been doing it for a while help them out for 6 months, maybe a year, maybe 2 years. And once they finally grasp it and they think that they can get it done and get it done,
yeah,
then they'll leave.
That's really funny. That's about the funniest thing over here today.
Okay, so...
I got to play the Cable Guy CD myself.
I mean, but that's what I'm thinking. That's probably what they're going to end up doing. They're not going to just throw fresh meat into a fire.
No,
it's kind of like what happens in Japan, you know, post-World War II, when the United States, we showed them, you know, how to do industrial stuff, and then they did so well that they ended up overtaking us because we became complacent.
Yeah, but again, we were occupiers at that point. I don't see them allowing, after just recently in the global scope of time, just getting their independence and then asking for 2 years some country to occupy them to teach them how to run their nuclear power plants. I don't see it happening.
Well, that's probably what's going to end up happening.
I'm pretty sure the UN is going to be up their butts constantly about the management of their plants, though.
Don't mess with the blue helmets.
Yeah, because that's not just a big old target on your behind.
Okay. So, I guess we'll start this next topic. Guess
and
who
now,
died?
And now for something completely different.
Guess who died? Yes. No guess. Okay.
Yeah.
Dana Reed. Clark Kent. Christopher Reeve's wife.
Yes, I heard about that.
Cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just one of those rare cases of lung cancer that was not caused by smoking.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, it's like the one in the million.
Yeah, and the thing is, the horrible thing is, because I watched South Park, and they had this episode where Christopher Reeves was sucking, the cells out of babies?
Stem cells. Embryonic stem cells.
Very good. And I'm thinking to myself, my gosh, he must not have sucked enough of those cells because it didn't help her at all. It's the worst thought ever, and it's the first thing that popped in my head because of South Park.
Yeah, well, so I quit watching South Park after one episode of where they used, I'm not going to say because I'm censored again, but, you know, it was disgusting. They did a whole thing on, you know, a sex change. And after I saw that, you know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah, Mr. Garrison.
Yeah, and Mrs. Garrison now. But
should it be technically Miss Garrison? I mean,
whatever. But the thing is I quit watching that shit because I'm like, this is, they went from being funny with an edge to being completely stupid and disgusting.
Okay. Because anybody who's seen South Park, I just realize a very disgusting part of the episode where they realize Garrison couldn't go back to being a guy.
And how a certain individual wanted to be taller, and they put said individual's
testicles
in his kneecaps.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Michael Jordan.
See, I just wish that Mark was here right now because I remember he did the very. I'm very on the spot, Mrs. Garrison in First Nation.
Well, anyways, back to Dana.
Anyway, but back to the cancer thing.
Dana Reeves was in charge of a charity to research the stem cells to help bring back people, and help people with MS, you know, not resurrect them.
Not like what then-Senator John Edwards said about, you know, about Christopher Reeve getting up and walking again. Are people like him? If they were treated, they would end up, you know, getting off their wheelchairs and walking again.
Right.
Which is completely, you know, I mean, can't prove it just yet. I mean, we'd have to do research on, you know, on all the different aspects of that type of stuff.
See, I thought Christopher Reeves was getting better. I mean, he was
getting TV better.
Shows and Smallville, he had a regular role.
Smallville, yep.
But then they had to write him out of an episode. Because he died, and I was like, "Crap! What the hell?" You know, because he was an integral role in Smallville.
Right.
Basically, he was the scientist that deciphered the drawings in the cave. You know, I haven't even watched the show, but just because I passed by the TV enough.
Right.
Well, anyway, he deciphers these drawings in this cave that helps Clark figure out his past. You know, and then to just write him out when he died. You know, nothing else. But he had to take a trip or something. I don't remember exactly what happened.
Right. And, you know, and it's sad to see that she... What exact cancer did she die of?
Lung cancer. It was the kind that you...
By smoking.
Yeah.
Well, that almost leads me to believe, did she hang out with somebody who smoked? Because you can do... I've heard of instances where you die of lung cancer, and they've been sitting by somebody who's... and getting that secondhand smoke.
Well, see, here's the thing. She didn't die because of smoking or secondhand smoke. Every human is predisposed to cancer, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm. There's cancer in water, for heaven's sake.
All anyone needs is the catalyst. Some people smoking, some people it's some type of drug. You know, anything can activate this catalyst causing the cancer. Speaking of cancer, I saw a new technology that displays in 3D images of internal organs. You can actually walk around the hologram. And it shows it in 3D. It's a new technology.
Wow.
The little disc moves around so fast, faster than the speed of, you know, our eyes can keep track, and causes, you know, slices of the beer in 3D.
Wow.
You know, basically, technology in movies.
I'll say right now, George Lucas was onto something, man.
Well, I don't think it was...
you sound like in Star Wars, with the holograms and everything, that's kind of what you're mentioning right now, like... capability of, you know, faster than the speed of light, which is what I think you're referring to there.
Yeah, and it's so weird because, I mean, it's so detailed and it has its depth and height and they're showing this in watching it on TV does nothing, okay? I guess only when you see it in person does it really have any like, profound while, because, I mean, even on TV, I was surprised about this technology, but the people who were looking at it, you know, being right there, walking around, seeing from above and to the sides, this guy had lung cancer, and it was huge. And until this technology, they could not see exactly how a tumor was built into a lung.
Right.
But now, they know exactly how to approach a tumor because they saw it in three dimensions.
Right.
So now, instead of, and I guess the way chemotherapy works is they target specific areas.
Yeah.
Well, they no longer have to accidentally go through his lung because now they can see exactly how the tumor is grown and just hit the tumor directly.
Right.
Which means he won't be sick and he won't have most of the side effects, you should say.
Right.
Which radiation is still radiation, but it'll just be hitting that tumor and not affecting the good lung.
Right.
So, I mean, it's some futuristic stuff. I mean, and all the result of a simple CAT scan.
But that is a shame that she passed on. You know, she was, you know, working so hard to you know, preserve what her husband had and, you know, to maybe find some research or whatever. And just for her to die, that's kind of like a hole in the head there. You don't need it, you know.
Right. Well, it unfortunately, also it's like the continuation of, you know, tragedy that ever befall anyone who ever played or acted in Superman movies.
Well, Margot Kidder's still alive.
Well, yes, but then you obviously have what happened to Christopher Reeve, and then I forget who's the other guy. I think it was also Reeves was the last time he was in the silent.
He was in the old black and white. I can't remember his first name either.
George?
Was it George Reeves?
Oh, and Superman.
There was also the star of the TV show, the original early TV show.
Because George Reeves was the old Superman, you know, in the black and white days.
Right. And all those problems, I mean, and then like Dean Cain, he ended up posting Ripley's Believe It or Not. So, I mean, tragedy has befallen also.
I think George Reeves kind of fell on a bullet, if I remember correctly.
But you know what? At least Dean Cain is still alive.
What about the new Superman? What's his face?
Oh, I don't even watch that.
I mean, I saw the clip for the movie, and they don't show his face at all. They just show the cape and him standing. It's like, what the hell? I mean, I'm watching this. I'm like, okay, so where's the action sequence? It's talking about a new Superman. I'm like, and it starts off basically like the first movie with Christopher Reeves.
So is Tim Burton involved with that at all?
I have no idea. It's not that funny.
Death is no laughing matter.
Especially since Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Yeah.
You want to hear something interesting? In 100 years, if this is still around, I'm talking to ghosts. We're all ghosts.
Yes.
Okay.
In Night Court.
On that note, time for Night Court. We'll be back after this break.
He's America's number one zombie recording artist. He's inspired millions with his words and his voice. And now, available for the first time on compact disc, you can get all of Zombie Lou's greatest hits, including the heartfelt My Brain Done Left Me. Rainy Day Romance. And the unforgettable classic Rain for the Holidays. You and your loved one will want to listen to this CD again and again as Zombie Lou sings his way into your hearts. Copies are limited, so order now.
Just send $15.95 to the gravestone underneath the old oak tree, St. Peter's Cemetery, New York, New York.
In the band just started, the singer couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. Was on a mission to drown her memory, but I thought no way with all this ruckus. But after one round with Jose Cuervo, I caught my boots tapping along with the beat. And after two rounds with Jose Cuervo, that band was sounding pretty darn good. Some stranger asked me to dance, and I revealed to her my two left feet. Said, don't get me wrong, I'm glad you asked, but tonight's about me and an old memory. Then after three rounds of Jose Cuervo, I let her lead me out on the floor. forgot what I came to forget. After round 7, or was it 8, I bought a round for the whole dang place. And after 9 rounds of Jose Cuervo, they were counting me out, and I was about to give in. Then after 10 rounds with Jose Cuervo, I lost count and started counting again. 1 round with Jose Cuervo,
I hope.
Okay,
little teapot. Okay, sorry, wrong song.
Online virus outbreaks. You know, we have not seen a good one in a while.
You're right, but don't jinx that, dude.
Well,
if we do, you know, every single technician from around this campus community is going to come and lay you out.
Well, that, and then they'll send all those emails.
Yes, they'll send you all those emails saying our campus, you know,
might
internet
be that
is down for the day.
Yeah, we start red, orange right now, we'll move on to Black Watch Plaid.
Yeah.
And, well,
and
you know,
we'll have Moaf in the meantime.
I will say this, and you guys can quote me on this or whatnot. Since XP has come out, I mean, there have been some hardcore viruses, you know, in the past couple of years.
Yeah, I love you.
But...
Yeah, the virus.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the virus.
I thought you were saying that.
I was gonna scoot away, Anthony. I really was.
I was about to give you a hug.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna jump my bones. Anyway, the thing is the people at Microsoft have gotten a lot smarter into nipping viruses in the behind. So I think that hackers are kind of getting tired now. I haven't seen any hardcore viruses as of late. Have you, Jake?
I haven't.
See, when they had the, I think about 2 years ago when Microsoft, they issued the patch.
Right.
That you could have transdermally inserted onto your computer.
Yeah, I stopped smoking because of that patch.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a security patch.
I never smoked before, so.
I had to see that, by the way. But yeah, you could have that insert, you have that download on your computer to help protect your, you know, to help.
Well, yeah, you also have the, they also, Windows XP was good enough as to where you, up until that point, you had to buy a firewall from somebody, be it
right.
McAfee, be it Norton, be it whomever.
We're talking when XP2 came out.
But
we're up to 5 now, by
well,
the way.
Well, because, but when XP first came out, though, it had an internal firewall, where, it was great because all you did was say, well, I don't have to buy a firewall now because you have the XP firewall. Now, the XP firewall works pretty darn well. I must say, I have it keeps out the big Trojans. You know, viruses get by. It happens. You know, viruses do happen.
Right.
You know, your virus thing, you know, cleans that up. But definitely, you know, the viruses, especially, we haven't had a big one yet, although then again, I'm sure the computer nerds are all getting together and saying, what can we do next to exploit something?
Well,
I really looking forward to that, too. Hey.
Yeah, they predict that September will be a big month.
You think so?
Yeah, because since 2001, every September has had a very...
Oh, well, they'll probably do some 9/11 BS thing again. It always happens. You know, they'll exploit something. You know, something big that's happened here. I know the past couple of years has been the 9/11 virus or whatever. You know,
well,
right now it's
something on June 6th.
Oh yeah,
2006.
Yeah, they'll do 666 virus. You know. Come on, don't make me laugh.
Well, see, now, here's a funny thing. September 10th, 2001, there was a huge, I don't know what it was, but it was not necessarily, well, maybe it was a virus. Basically, a whole lot of computers got infected, and the fear was, because when 9/11 was just like 12 hours later, the fear was that somebody knew in advance of the attacks and released his virus to mess up everything else.
Well, yeah. It causes a state of panic, and people think that's fine. You know? Remember when the blackouts here in Ohio happened?
Oh, yeah, I thought it was terrorists.
We thought it was terrorists.
Because I remember calling my little brother who was here at the school, and I called him and said, dude, they think it's terrorists, because that's what we were hearing over the radio.
Right, and that's what everybody was installing. And because I called my buddy, because my computer went out, and I was like, oh, crap, because I didn't have an uninterrupted power supply. I'm like, oh, crap, I hope I didn't blow something. You know, because it hardcore turned off. And, like, a power surge. And I called my buddy. I said, can I bring my computer over? He's like, no, I got no power either. And I'm like, what's going on? And so then we, you know, about an hour later, we turned on the, you know, the radio, and they said it could be, and that's when everybody kind of freaked out.
Yeah, my aunt and the girl currently I'm dating, they're at the store.
You got a girlfriend?
Dude, I don't talk about this stuff on the radio. Just like, we don't talk about your boyfriend. Okay, anyways, as he pats Jacob on the back and they make out a little.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Anyway,
kind of coosy-coosy. Oh,
I just sit in the corner.
They were at the grocery store, and I guess all of a sudden the Power Up people start panicking and just taking things off shelves and sticking them into the carts, you know?
Well, yeah.
I mean, oh, man, they were nuts. And the thing is, they don't realize when the power's out, the cash registers don't work.
Then they get it for free.
No, it doesn't work that way either. They had to put things back, and people said, screw this, I'm leaving the store. I left their carts full of crap. The power was out for like 12 hours, so you know all that food was wasted
anyway. Let me think. If I remember right, it went out, I know for a fact, and it's weird that I remember this.
4:10.
Well, no, it went out at my place, it went out at noon. It went out at noon at my place. I right around that area. I don't remember a specific time, but it was noon.
I know it was afternoon. That's all I remember.
Now, I know for a fact it was weird because I had a watch on, and I happened to look right when I saw a light come on back in my house. I looked at my clock. It was 8:30, so it took 8.5 hours to at least get power back to my house, which is right down the street here, at 2 o'clock.
Oh, it sucks you. Oh, because the power didn't come on to me until like almost 11 o'clock.
Yeah, well, they were trying to, you know, because the grid blew up, they're just trying to fix, you know.
Mine went out at 4:10, along with pretty much everyone else around. Yeah, because
mine went out early
in Avon, and it didn't go back on until 8:30 a.m. the next day.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And then when I talked with Sarah, not my sister, but the other Sarah,
the president of the Senate?
Yes.
Okay.
It took the day after that for them to get their power back.
Some places it took a week for it to finally come back on. Now, thank God that it got back on here in the state of Ohio, especially this area here, Lorain County, Cuyahoga County. Mm-hmm. It took, I think, no less than a day. If it took a day, it was right up on that 24-hour mark, but it took no less than a day to get everybody back online.
Yeah, it was the hot. It had to be the hottest day, too. It was.
No, you know what? It wasn't too bad.
It wasn't
this little thing with batteries, as Pee Wee Herman's Playhouse plays in the background. God, I need to stop referencing background music. But the fan died. Three different sets of batteries, the fan died. Mm-hmm. I was like,
Cherry.
Cherry. Okay.
I was thinking more of Penny, the girl with the pennies for the eyes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, but seriously.
So it took almost a whole day for the balloons.
Yeah, almost a whole day. And what happened? I was listening, and I was listening to the Indian Scheme on 1100. And their signal went out for a prolonged period of time. It was around 3:55 in the afternoon.
You know,
their transmitter is right next is in Brecksville. Excuse me. And finally, they came back online, and then everything else dropped around 4:00. But I was listening to WEOL at the conclusion of the game, and then eventually everything went off at 4:00, and then I tuned in, back into 1100 with my Walkman, and it's like everything, it's like almost a picture of chaos at that point. And then, as later on in that evening, because it was my sister's birthday, and I'll never forget that,
right?
Because a few days later, she went over to Case, and WMMS, they came back online around 11 o'clock.
You know what?
They came on with Seth the Barbarian. He was explaining what had happened, and it's like the early reports were saying was some power failure in Canada that triggered the whole thing. So they blame America from South Park in response. And then you start hearing about that, and I find out it's probably some old lady that was baking. Pop tarts or something.
Bacon brownie.
And Right, so. And they put something in, and that just overloaded everything. Again, we took the blame for it.
I think eventually it was a bolt of lightning hitting a power substation.
I don't remember. No, I thought that they said that it was because one of the grids had failed in New York.
Well, see, I swear they said it was in northeastern Ohio, and lightning had hit one of the power substations here. Or do they even know?
I remember because not only were we out. Not only was Northern Ohio out.
Everywhere in Washington, D.C. was out.
Washington, D.C. was out. New York was out. Vermont was out. Some of Pennsylvania was out. So, if I remember right, it said that the grid in New York, one of the bigger grids on the East Coast, failed.
Mm-hmm.
It decided that, you know, after about 20, 30 years of working, it just finally kind of quit.
It's happened before, back in the early 80s.
And that's
when in 1966, I know my mom was... 66,
the big one, oh yeah.
Yeah, that was the one that my mom, she, her family, at that point, they lived in New Jersey.
Jersey!
God bless it, they did live in New Jersey, but you know, they were right in the middle of that, too, the power failure that happened in New York.
And, you know, 9 months later, a whole lot of babies were born.
Yeah. So... Well, because they had nothing else to do.
Yeah, and they rode on the bike with E.T.
Right, so, I mean, you know, it was a scare. And, you know, and kind of going back to the viruses, you know, it's always in the back of your mind. Because we live now in an age where everything's on the computer. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Your whole life is on a computer. And it's scary, but... You know, there's ways to alleviate the stress of, is there going to be a new virus coming out or whatnot? You know, viruses are dumb. I'm gonna call out any hacker right now. Viruses are legit dumb. If you think it's funny to go and say, I want to mess up somebody's computer, that's bad. Okay, now, it's good for me because I get to go and fix a computer and make $20 an hour. But it's not good to sit there and toy around just because you can make this virus and I'm going to destroy somebody's computer. If that's what you want to become a computer technician for or go to school for, then you're in the wrong profession and you need to seek mental help.
Well, see, here's the thing. Because of viruses being such a problem worldwide, some countries will actually execute virus. You know, people
create. Oh, if they catch them, hey, I think that's what we need to do, too.
Some countries will cane them. The other one
man, don't even cane them.
America just toss them in jail. I'm like,
no, man, no, this is what we do as Americans. We sit there and we zap them with a cattle prod.
In very sensitive areas. So they learn their lesson.
Oh, let me, I wish I could say something right now. I'll say it out when we go to break.
Well, we're not going to go to break because it's almost near the end of the show. But
that's okay. I'll say it when we go to another. When we go to another break, I'll say what I want to say.
Maybe you could just have them sit and watch really horrible movies. You know, really
like
dumb.
Flight Plan.
But you're only really punishing. Yeah. You're only really punishing the people who have to sit there and project these movies.
Or
just said anything about that, I'd say like Amation projection. They did an MST3K.
No, you know, not even that. Why don't you just sit there and have them listen to Hanson all day? Backstreet Boys.
They'll be coming out with some oops. Instinct.
Instinct.
Instinct. Oops.
98
degrees.
98 degrees.
Good one. Lewis Mike once said that, you know, when NSYNC and Aerosmith played together on the Super Bowl, it wasn't music, it was the sound of chaos. It's unbelievable. I noticed chaos because you could hear pigs being slaughtered. Women were weeping and men were gnashing their teeth, and there were sounds so hideous I cannot describe them to you or you will flee from the room.
Wow. That's scary that Nate knew all that.
Because Nate knows a lot of stuff, and don't forget to... You know, play Win Nate's Money later this season.
Yeah, Win Nate Oprah's $1.25.
Aren't we still doing give Nate a date?
No.
Or get
Nate don't need no date. Nate need to buy, you know, Nate need more money so we can get more contestants.
Oh, okay.
No, if any hot chicks are interested in participating, email the doc@learningccc.edu and we could probably see if we could do this live.
Yes. Yes, it will be done.
Okay, anyways...
the doc at learnccc.edu, or you could leave a voicemail message right now, because obviously Johnny Profit's running the station at 440... 366-4801.
Yeah,
that's the on-air studio line.
Anytime you can just leave a message and
maybe we'll call.
Or if you see Jeff, you can just, you know, just say hi, just say that, you know, want to do Wendy Opal's money live on the air.
Sure. I don't know if we want to promote this like that. I kind of just wanted to pick the people, you know, ringers.
Oh.
Because, I mean, you're already my ringer, so.
Are you? Oh, I am? Okay.
Yeah.
God damn. All right.
I got a ringer.
Disregard the last minute or so.
I'll play the boogie game.
If you are interested, do it, Nate, so contact the radio station, and then they'll let me know.
If they don't beat me up first.
Yeah, sure. I mean, because obviously they want their cut of the bribe. I mean, money.
Deal.
Yeah. So yeah, a quarter.
I'll give them 3 cents.
No, we have to give them the quarter, because they want one-fifth of the total cut. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Awesome!
Yeah. So we'll end the show here. Don't forget to check us out next week when we'll all be doing the show naked. I know.
You gotta watch. That was great, dude.
Matter of fact, you poked me so off course there that
it wasn't even funny.
I'll wear my nice blue bathrobe and, you know, borrow a nice...
My slippers.
Yeah, borrow a nice corn cob pipe and, you know, pretend I'm Hugh Hefner with him.
There's a dress code for the next meeting. It's just a pair of socks and a hat.
Well, you have to wear your finest flannel.
Oh, well, then
dark dress socks.
Okay, yes. We're done. Okay, we're going to end the topic here. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, you can catch the duck at
www.lorainecc.edu. Also, the duck at lorainecc.edu. Aim us at LCCC the duck for aim. LCCC radio for Yahoo.
That was great. No. Well, thank you, and goodbye.